Well, why not start at the top when you come to Halls Creek? The Shire president is Malcolm Edwards. Now, I admire Malcolm, one, that he lives in a great town like Halls Creek, but it's been a tough few days because I know Malcolm doesn't want to talk about it because the police have instructed his. But currently his wife, Bonnie Eldridge and Virginia, his son and daughter, went to Alice Springs and they went missing and they haven't been found. As soon as I rocked into town today, everyone wanted to talk about it. Now, mate, thanks for joining us. I know it's a pretty difficult time for you. I know you don't want to make any comment whatsoever, but there's a lot of people that have a lot of love for your family.
Yeah, that's right. And it's just that we've just been notified by the police that they've advised us to say, if the media stalks you, just say no comment.
I'm not stalking you. We had organised this previously.
Yeah, so that's what I've been.
You're a man of honour to be with us today. Yeah. And let us hope that there is some sort of conclusion in the not-too-distant future. Can I ask you about your stay here in Halls Creek? When did it begin?
Yeah, well, I came up here in 1966. I got a job on a cattle station out here, which is 174 k's out of Nicholson.
Yep.
Worked at Nicholson. Then this is for the Vesties. Vesties at the time owned these properties. Also, then I moved over to Kakimbi Station, which is still owned by Vesties. And then they had what they call the Wayville walk-off.
Yes.
All the Aboriginal people walked off Wayville Station. And so what they did is Vesties took one white person from each of their properties, and I was one of them. And I went to Wayville, and we had to muster with 3,000 head of bullocks and truck them. And we had no Aboriginal stockmen. So it's all done with just white people. That would be for the first time, you know.
How difficult was that?
To start with, it really was difficult because the horses, the horse tailor used to be, the horse is pretty touchy over there. They had thousands of horses. And the horse tailor used to be an Aboriginal guy. And the first day we were just running around trying to catch horses, you know. And we sort of realised, you know, just the way they used to do it is the Aboriginal stock, the Aboriginal horse tailor walks up to you and asks you what horse you want today.
Yeah.
Because you probably have about a plan of about four horses. And you give him the bridle and you point, I want the bay mare.
Yeah.
And he'll go over, walk over to the bay mare and just put the horses all standing there. You can walk amongst them instead of us like a mob of jackaroos running around trying to catch them.
Yeah.
So we realised that wasn't the way to do it. So we just, the horse tailor was, the white horse tailor this time.
Right.
We just give him and that's, things settled down over a number of days, and obviously catching a horse didn't become a big event in the end, but we were lucky to have some of the stockmen like Sabu Singh. He was the head stockman there, and some of those, they knew the country. I mean, we didn't, so we relied heavily upon them on the mustering and get all the cattle back, and so, yeah. But, yeah, we achieved it and trucked 3,000 head.
You never wanted to leave, although you did have a period of time where you went and searched, but you got drawn back to Halls Creek, and you've been on the council here for many, many years, and you're the Shire President. Yeah. I think you've lost count on how long you've been the Shire President. What is it about Halls Creek, and why should people visit?
Right. Well, the one thing I like about Halls Creek is the fact that, you know, you can drive 2 km, 3 km out of town, and you're actually out in the bush. And that's what I really like about it.
Yeah.
And in the wintertime, there's so many beautiful spots to go to for fishing and camping, and I love going bush. So
there's plenty around here.
Yeah.
You look at the community here, and we've been having a chat with some of the locals today, and their feedback is basically it's a really good spot, but they're worried a little bit about their Indigenous youth. And the fact that that you've addressed that in recent times, and you've got a new CEO, and you're trying to make some changes, including the cafe.
Yeah, that's right. We've just opened the cafe, and we've actually approached the school, and so we've got some of the school kids will be in the cafe doing a bit of training, cooking, and so forth. This can transition if they want to into jobs in the cafe or in other roadhouses and that.
Yep,
so
yep.
Even if they want to be a cook, you know, we can make sure that happens.
I think idle hands creates opportunity to do other things. Obviously, sport, swimming pool, all that kind of stuff. Now, you've put a heap of money. The government have promised to do the same to beautify the joint even more than what it is at the present time. I must admit, there's hardly any rubbish around. Is that one of the pushes that you've got on at the moment?
We've got a pretty good town crew, really, that go and pick up the rubbish. Yeah, it's a thankless task, isn't it, you know? And I always say at the end of the year when I give them a bit of a speech at the Shire Christmas party, I always give them a thank them for the actual work that they've done. No, it's a bit of a thankless task. We've also got a road sweeper that goes around quite regularly around the streets.
Yep.
We also, we're one of the rare shires that actually does two residential bins a week.
A week?
Yes. Instead of just the one, we do two, every Tuesday and every Friday.
How good's that?
That goes around, picks up the bin. And the reason for that is some of these houses, there is quite a few people living in some of them.
Yeah.
With Aboriginal people, they get family and in there.
Yeah.
So you get quite a few people in a household, and just one bin a week isn't enough. And some people put out two bins, but we don't do anything. We just, truck just takes them.
Yeah.
Because it's far better having the rubbish down the tip.
Yeah.
Than round there, you know.
So if you wanted to buy a house here, you were telling me off air that a block of land here in Halls Creek would put me back how much?
Could put you back about 60 grand, I suppose.
60,000. Yeah. Must be a good block.
I think just the services to the block. I think that's what the problem is.
Yep.
Yeah.
And building, try builders up here would be...
Yeah, $400,000.
Wow.
Or a bit more, depending on the size of the house.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Not easy. Heart of Gold is the slogan for Halls Creek.
Right.
The Heart of Gold, obviously, it's got a gold background.
Yes, that's right.
Roy Flying Doctor, we're going to talk about in a moment. But explain a Heart of Gold, the community itself. You must have a connection with it to be here for so long.
Yeah.
Explain what that Heart of Gold means to you.
I suppose, yeah, I feel a connection. I've been here that long now. My wife is Indigenous, and she comes from the Turner River country, which is Bungle Bungle.
Yeah.
And I think, and my family, I've got four kids, they're all here. And I think that's probably another thing that keeps me here.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there's every... Most people know me in the community. It's good to, you know, walk around the street and everyone says, hello, how are you going, you know?
Yeah.
So it's that sort of thing. I think it's, I find it's very friendly. I mean, walking around, I walk up the pub at night or something and everybody as they walk past you, they always...
Say g'day.
G'day, you know? It's sort of a, yeah, everybody knows me. Everyone knows my name and I think, who the hell's that? You know?
They could vote for you next time. Never forget their name. Malcolm, I know it's been a tough 48 hours and my heart is with you, as the community here as well. And I know it's not been easy for you to share your love of Halls Creek on such a difficult occasion. And I only wish you well with you and your family going forward, mate.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Good on you. Yeah. Well done. That's Malcolm Edwards there, Halls Creek Shire President, and we do appreciate him giving his time. Now, you might have an experience with Halls Creek or places around this area. I'd love to hear from you this afternoon. My number, 133-882. We're going to talk about the history. Did you know the Royal Flying Doctor Service started right here in Halls Creek? We're going to find out more about that shortly. It's 18 past midday.